how the format's going to go is, because the room is quite small, we don't really need anyone to come up to the mic. So if you do have a question, if you would just like raise your hand politely, and I will try and keep in my mind the order of people who have raised their hands. And Mike will repeat your question and then answer it to the best of his ability. So I guess we'll get started. Who has the first question? Don't be shy, people.
Yeah.
Throw things to get attention.
Sure. Take direct action. That's great. Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering how you, especially with previous direct action, how you dealt with police authority.
Okay, so I'm supposed to repeat the question for this, but so the question is how do you deal with sort of police authority when you're involving yourself in nonviolent direct action? Lots of it is the way that we organize most of our actions are sort of by like a consensus-based process, and then we have roles within what's called sort of our affinity group. Affinity group is just sort of a fancy word for, you know, a group of people that are coming together to do whatever the action is. And so within that affinity group, we have one person, or sometimes two people, whose role it is to be sort of the police liaison. And basically what they do, because when police come into a situation, especially if it's a crazy situation, like they want to see the situation under control. They want to know what's going on. And if they don't know what's going on, if they don't know who to talk to, you know, it's very chaotic for them. And so it can really, you know, it can escalate things in a bad way. And so by providing them with a police liaison, it's sort of somebody that comes right up to them and says something like, "Hi, you know, my name's Mike. I'm the police liaison for this group." What that means is, you know, I don't have any decision-making power on behalf of this group at all, because you don't want to ever put yourself out there as, you know, you're the person who is the leader of the group, or else you're going to go in the cop car right away. But, you know, saying I don't have any decision-making power on behalf of this group, but what I can do is I can help facilitate communication with you, with the group, because they trust me, and then I can help answer any questions that you have about what's going on. And so it's sort of a way that you're sort of proactively going into that situation and trying to de-escalate it, and recognizing that, you know, the police officer is not your enemy. It's, you know, somebody who has a job to do, and you know, you also have, in some ways, your role to play. And so you're trying to, you know, make sure that that person has the knowledge that they need so that your people are safe and that the situation is as calm as possible. And in most of the situations, it's been really effective. For actually the three actions that Greenpeace has done this year that have been bigger, the sort of high-level bridge banner drop, the Stelmec banner drop, and even the Syncrude action, because of sort of the use of really good like police liaison, all three resulted in no criminal charges at all. All our materials were returned. We got all our climb gear back. We got all our banners back and everything, and people were released just with parking tickets or trespassing tickets, which is equivalent to a parking ticket. So, yeah, just be proactive. Be upfront in terms of why you're there. Try to offer as much information about the situation as possible so that police know what's safe, what's unsafe, and, yeah. And we'd be there as a resource. Yeah.
Are new passport regulations inhibiting your travel to the U.S. because of your background?
Are new passport regulations inhibiting my our transportation to the U.S.? I haven't really noticed it yet. The U.S. is definitely one of the harder jurisdictions if you have a criminal record in terms of being able to pass freely into, and definitely at the bigger centers, they're starting to monitor people a lot more. But at the same time, the border process is a very sort of individualized process of where, you know, when you go through a border, it's really that border official. They ask you a set of questions depending on how you answer those questions.